I'd now like to turn to the cash accounting scheme. Under normal VAT accounting, of course, you pay VAT on your invoices regardless of whether you have been paid or not. And that, of course, can give you a bit of a problem. But using the cash accounting scheme, you only pay VAT over when you have been paid. And that's much better for cash flow purposes. Of course, the quid pro quo, the something for something, is that unlike conventional VAT accounting, where providing you've got the invoice, you can claim the VAT regardless of whether you've paid it or not, under cash accounting, the rule is the same for the input as it is for the output. That is, cash is king, and you can only have the credit for the VAT when you actually pay your suppliers. Now, that sounds great. Now, who can actually use the cash accounting scheme, and in what way is it a small business scheme? Basically, it's on estimated taxable turnover in the next year. And providing your estimate, it's got to be a reasonable estimate of your taxable turnover in the next year, is not more than 1.35 million, then you can certify yourself, as it were, to be eligible to use the scheme, and you can start using it. Unlike annual accounting, you don't have to ask for authorization. If your self-assessment rules that you are eligible, then away you go. So it's based upon estimated taxable turnover in the next year. And that taxable, of course, includes standard rate supplies, reduced rate, and zero rated supplies. But of course, it doesn't include exempt supplies or indeed capital asset supplies. Now, in terms of staying within the scheme, there's the usual elasticity within the scheme. And once you're in it, you don't have to leave unless your taxable turnover in a period of any 12 months that's then finished has exceeded 1.6 million. So it's quite a good scheme for most sorts of AAT businesses that we are likely to meet in our client base. However, there are some restrictions on the use of the scheme. You can't use it if you've been a bad boy, so you're not up to date with your payments, or you've been convicted of some kind of offence or irregularity. So there are some bad boy rules there, as well as if you're too big, you cannot use the scheme. Incidentally, if you look very carefully in the VAT regulations there, it also says that even though you may use cash accounting, there are certain areas where you cannot apply it. Examples are goods bought or sold under lease purchase or hire purchase type schemes. So even if you are doing cash accounting for the rest of your business, those have to be dealt with on an accruals basis. So why would I want to go for cash accounting scheme? Well, principally, it's cash flow, isn't it? If your customers are particularly slow payers, and a lot of them are in these straitened times, then cash accounting is most definitely for you. You're not going to be required to account for the VAT until you have received your money.